Well, the committee set up by the incoming president had worked for the period assigned to them, and they reported back to say to him that they did not get any documents from the outgoing administration on which to work, and they have not been given access to the ministers, outgoing ministers, or heads of government departments. So there has been no support whatsoever that has come to them from the government side. Of course, they received a lot of support from the private sector. So in effect, what they said to him is that they received a lot of operation from one side, you know, of the society, which is the private sector, and on the basis of which they were able to formulate solutions to quite a number of the problems that confront the country, and on the basis of which government can go into business from May 1. But yes, it's true that the government had just closed everything and did not allow access to this committee.
The outgoing administration that said that it appeared that the APC and the team, the transitional team of President-elect Buhari, were trying to stampede the Jonathan administration out of power. What is your take on these concerns they expressed?
Please, nobody should take them seriously on that one. Look, it has happened before. Even though transitions in the country have taken place within given political parties, what the president-elect said he expected was that all of these handover documents would be placed on the table in good time so that the transition committee will read and examine them where they need clarification on given submissions. Ministers who are around will be in a position to throw light on areas that need that kind of clarification. As it is now, what is the Jonathan administration? They said they will give handover documents 24 hours before handover. Now, how can you read all of those volumes within 24 hours? And maybe they probably have bought their air ticket, and they'll be flying out of the country. The moment they hand over the next day, they would have flown out of the country. Who do you get to offer clarification on matters that you don't understand? This is what people should understand.
How are plans so far about the inauguration ahead of the official swearing in on May 29?
Well, they are ongoing. For all we can see, this event started today with the Muslim prayers in the mosque nationwide. So, yes, we have a week of activities. And, yes, this one has started without any hitch. We are hoping that these matters are in the control of the government. They are in charge, outgoing government. That is. If they wish that this goes well, we hope that it goes well for the country.
Has the transitional team that General Buhari put in place, President-elect General Buhari put in place, asked for more cooperation from the outgoing administration, especially since, you know, there are concerns that 24 hours before official handover of document might not necessarily be enough for this transitional process to run smoothly when the new administration led by President-elect Buhari takes over officially?
Of course, yes. I mean, this is in the domain of the public. They simply are adamant. Look, I think that they think they have so many skeletons in their cupboard, and they want to shut down the closet. They probably think that it is better than when they will have left. We should open the cupboard and see what skeletons are there. Whatever it is, we'll get there, and we'll get to know this thing. Our transition committee will only take a short break. They'll be resuming at the moment these things are made available, and they will continue with their work.